Padre Pio had a special love for the mother of Jesus from the very time he was a child. He would go to the church in Pietrelcina to greet and to pray to Our Lady of Graces. He always kept a little picture of this Madonna hanging on the wall of his cell. He would glance up at her with gratitude before eating his meager meals, before going to rest, and each time he returned to his cell weary and fatigued after hearing confessions. He was to look up at his little mother with immense tenderness before closing his eyes in death, as we know that the last word he spoke before death was Maria. Padre Pio's love for the Madonna was that of a friend who has faith, who believes and hopes. It was not just sentimental piety expressed in beautiful phrases, sighs and sobs. His love for the Mother of God was the result of constant meditation, which had become his way of life. Padre Pio contemplated Mary within God's plan for the salvation of mankind. By being close to her, he felt closer to Jesus. Now here are two beautiful stories taken from the book, Padre Pio, My Father, written by Cardinal Jose Saraiva Martins. It was August 14th, 1958, the Vigil of the Assumption. It was dusk and getting dark when a companion of Padre Pio named Father Pierino Gaglioni was still in the monastery. Father Gaglioni was just about to say goodnight to the guardian, Padre Carmelo of Cesano, when he suddenly came out of his cell and asked Father Gaglioni to accompany him to go to the cell of the Padre. Why? Well, Padre Carmelo wanted to ask Padre Pio about the Madonna, since the Feast of the Assumption was the following day. So the guardian Padre and Father Gaglioni entered the cell. Padre Pio was sitting on the couch with the rosary beads in his hand. "Spiritual Father," the guardian asks, "tomorrow is the Assumption. Give us a thought on it." Padre Pio lowered his head and started to sob, and with a breath started to say, "The Madonna." The sobbing turned into crying. Then, with force, he started again, "The Madonna." Crying his heart out unrestrainedly shook the Padre, who was only barely able to take out the handkerchief to dry the tears, which by now had drowned all his face. He did not even have the chance or the strength to dry himself, as the outpouring of tears was so heavy and continuous. He then let his hands fall down on his knees and, still crying, he shouted, "The Madonna is our mother. The Madonna is our mother." Father Gaglioni was kneeling in front of Padre Pio when he himself began to be filled with emotion and started crying. The guardian immediately intervened. "Padre, thanks, but don't cry." Padre Pio was still crying, so the guardian said in a strong and heartfelt voice, "Padre, please, don't cry anymore, as we feel like dying." Father Gaglioni was coming ever closer to the knees of the Padre, who was now trembling. Then, that was it. Sweetly, he finished with a crying. Still, there were a few sobs. They kissed his hand, he blessed them, and as they were leaving the cell, they felt their hearts burning with love for the Madonna, so much so that they said to one another, "I can't manage to contain the fire of love for the Madonna, which the Padre has put into my heart. We asked him for a word, and he gave us the fire of love for Our Lady." Another such incident involving Padre Pio and Father Gaglioni was during re-entrance of the portrait of the Madonna. One afternoon, after the confessions of the men, Padre Pio was going back up into the friary again, from where he would then go to the woman's gallery. He would then remain there until the Eucharistic blessing. Usually, he used to sit near the metal grating so that he could look at the altar of the Most Holy Sacrament, and he had a kneeler in front of him where he could rest his arms. Father Gaglioni worked his way through. He passed by the glass door and climbing the big stairs, he followed the Padre right to the place where he used to sit. Father Gaglioni knelt down behind him, and there he remained until the Padre got up again to return into the monastery. One Sunday afternoon in September of 1965, after the Eucharistic blessing, all the faithful remained in the church awaiting the arrival of the portrait of Our Lady of Grace returning from the town. Padre Pio too had also remained in his place in prayer. Then, suddenly, Father Gaglioni saw him sprang up onto his feet, took a step to the right, with his hands firmly on the railing of the gallery, while looking towards the front door, he began shouting. Now Father Gaglioni had not noticed neither that the portrait of Our Lady was entering, nor that the Padre was crying. In truth, Father Gaglioni thought that the Padre was scolding someone and was afraid to go near him. But as soon as Father Gaglioni took a good look at his face, he saw that he was crying, just like a baby that had been left alone at home, and when it sees its mother returns, begins to cry out. This was what Padre Pio was doing, crying out, "My little mother, my little mother." First out of fear, afterwards out of emotion. Father Gaglione did not have the courage to stand up, and not even the joy to cry with him. Father Gaglione remained amazed at seeing Padre Pio, as little as a child, at the feet of the heavenly little mother, our heavenly mother. Saint Padre Pio and Our Lady of Graces, pray for us.